Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hello, New York.
And we have donuts.
We do have Krispy Kreme
donuts.
Welcome to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion here on AM 1230 WFAS. I'm Roy G here with Bruce, who is grubbing on some fantastic Krispy Kreme donuts.
When these donuts were first, the first donut I ever bought from Krispy Kreme in 1961 was 3 cents.
Wow.
3 cents. Then they went to 5 cents, and we stopped going because they were too expensive.
Yeah, gosh, 5 cents, man. That's getting up there. What can you buy for a nickel these days? They should just get rid of
nothing.
The penny. They should get rid of the penny.
Hey, you know what? You can't buy anything for a dime anymore.
That's my stimulus plan, if you want to call it. Get rid of the penny. Doesn't it cost more money to produce the penny than the money's actually worth?
Absolutely.
So why would you have
They need to get rid of coins in general.
Get rid of the penny.
What do you do with your coins? I put them in a big jar, and my daughter steals them about twice a year.
That's right. You put them in
the
little coin
star. She goes to the bank, and then she goes shopping.
You put in the coin star, and Giant takes like 30% of your money.
You know, kids are great.
And then you go buy a video game.
Is this you announcing for 2016? Roy Edwards.
This is
2016.
Me. 2016, Roy Edwards.
Penny.
running against the penny. That's my campaign slogan.
I don't blame
you. No more pennies. Yeah. Hey, people hate pennies anyways.
Well,
you know?
They talked about taking pennies out of circulation.
They should. I just talked about it.
Well, didn't copper like hit an all-time high like 3 years ago or something?
It costs more to produce a penny than it's actually worth. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're not made out of copper anymore either.
What are they made out of now?
Dreams.
Dreams? Hopes
dreams.
And dreams? The hopes and dreams of American children. That's what they're made out of.
Dreams. That's
which costs more than a penny.
Dreams and baby teeth.
Hey, we'd be
so welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, welcome to the show. We'd be remiss if we didn't give our condolences to all the people in New York and New Jersey. My daughter lives in Brooklyn. She was lucky because she lives up on a big hill, but she said it's kind of a mess in the city.
Yeah,
it's really a mess on the lower east side. It's a mess down near actually World Trade Center.
Yeah, Ground Zero got hit pretty bad.
What do they call that? The
Ground Zero. Right,
the battery. I think it's the battery area, and that's Wall Street too. It's Wall Street, and I'm excuse me for chewing, but I love donuts.
New York did get hit pretty bad.
They didn't get it as bad as New Jersey. There's barrier islands in New Jersey. Let me tell you, I have a house on the Outer Banks, in North Carolina, and we're like 14 feet above sea level at my house, so we could take an 11-foot swell. Okay. Yeah. You know, Governor Christie is right. When you tell people there's going to be a 13-foot swell storm surge and it's 14 feet, he was pretty close. I mean, they estimated the right. Go into your house and see how high up 13 feet is and see if you want to deal with that. Can Grandma tread water? You know, what time do we need to go upstairs? I mean, the whole point I'm trying to make is you got to use your head when there's a storm coming.
They
didn't do any.
So far, they've been doing a much better job than Katrina, and I guess that's the measuring stick.
Look
here.
Look where it is. That's why.
But
it's in New York and New Jersey.
That's
there are
true.
So many people up there, and they're doing all the job.
They still need help, and if you want to help out, I've put together a thing on my website that has all the information that I'm getting. Anytime I'm getting any type of relief information, I'm putting it straight on the website. So you can go to sportsmancave.com. Michael Lombardi, our SMC New York guy that we've had on a couple times.
He's a good guy.
He got me the information for relief for Rockaway, New York.
Yep.
They got hit pretty bad. And so if you go to sportsmancave.com, I have drop-off points on there. I have a phone number for drop-off locations. And then there's also a link on there to go to a donation page for Hurricane
And the
relief.
Place that had the fire, that was just so sad.
Yeah.
And that's the place that the plane crashed in several years ago, right after 9/11. And a lot of those first responders that lived there died.
The 80 homes were burned down in Hurricane.
You know, it's Sunday. Say a prayer every day for these guys. And I'm going to tell you something. I was very impressed with the nice thing about getting older is all your entertainers are getting older too. But you know, Bruce Springsteen and all these people came on the telethon the other night. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I just want to say this. Roger, the NFL donated $1 million.
Yeah, very cool.
That would be like me donating $5, okay? Well, in my opinion, the NFL and Roger Goodell, who is, by the way, asking for a raise to $20 million a year this year.
He's asking another raise? Didn't he just get a raise?
Yeah, that's the way it works because, see, he works for the owners and he does whatever they want. Roger, can you live on $10 million? Because if you can, donate 10 of your salary to these people. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You want to talk about something that'll go a long way with PR? That's a lot better than donating the equivalent of Bruce Hall giving $5. $1 million to the NFL is nothing. Zero. Look at the salaries.
The Knicks gave $500,000. They announced that at their home opener.
And they're not even. And they're probably break. They're a break even team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, most NBA teams. Well, I shouldn't say most, but there are a significant number of NBA teams who do not profit, or they claim they don't.
Well, it's hard because they don't. You know, the Knicks sell out every night, pretty much. I mean, they have a. And how about your Brooklyn team?
Yeah, Brooklyn Nets.
Did they win their first game?
They won. They beat the Toronto Raptors. 107-100.
You know, congratulations to the Brooklyn.
Yeah, hello,
Nets.
Brooklyn.
That's so cool.
Jay-Z and Beyonce were in the house.
I mean, I'm sure if you live in, you know, New Jersey, you're not too crazy. And you're a big basketball fan. You're not too crazy about a move into Brooklyn. But you know what? Just go to Brooklyn.
Well, it was supposed to.
The Brooklyn
Nets were supposed to open up against the New York Knicks, but because of Sandy and everything, they had to postpone that.
Well,
they should have. You know, that's fine.
I agree.
I completely agree with that. I just think that would have been really cool to see, like, the Battle of New York as one of the first games in the NBA season.
Well, they'll certainly make it up. Because that'll be a big deal.
It'll definitely happen. It'll absolutely happen.
I like go up there and see it and go to Peter Luger's and eat some steak.
But speaking of canceling New York events, I mean, we're not in New York right now, so we kind of saw the storm hit here, but absolutely nothing.
Right,
like, got hit up there.
Right. A lot of talk about them playing today.
And the New York, the New York Marathon. That's what I was going to get at. They canceled it, and some people are, you know, raising hell about this.
Well, yeah,
saying that
you mean about them canceling?
Yeah, well, both. First, people were complaining that because he came on.
It did not make sense to bring visitors to the city mm-hmm. when they're like the people that need the most help.
Yeah,
and you know, you can legitimately be a New Yorker that lives on Manhattan Island mm-hmm. and still have a problem getting around. So I think it's better that they reschedule it.
Yeah, you have to look at those generators they brought in that could power 400 houses that they were using for the media tents and mm-hmm. stuff. And you can't look at those, see all the people that don't have power.
I don't really have an opinion on this one.
I agree.
I think that you can see the pluses and minuses on both sides of it. If you do host the marathon, there's so much historically, there's a lot of income that will come in.
Now, listen, look,
that could help the city.
Yeah, but this isn't 9/11. But when 9/11 happened, we didn't lose any power.
Yeah,
just lost a lot of lives. It was just devastating.
They did cancel the whole NFL week that week, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They definitely did, and they actually canceled the series. The series was being not the series. There were baseball games canceled too.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have someone from New York, Kyle, who's our engineer, says, one thing that peed me off about the whole thing was that Bloomberg tried to compare Sandy to 9/11 and tried to justify keeping the marathon. I was really teed off. I'm trying to be nice.
Who said that?
That's producer writing in swear words.
Bloomberg? Yeah. Bloomberg.
Kyle.
Doesn't he have a TV station?
Wag of the finger, Kyle.
Yeah.
Wag of the finger for typing in
Kyle,
profanities.
Kyle, have you voted already? Yeah, I bet you have.
You're lucky that he wrote that to Matt, because if he had texted it to one of us, we read what we see.
He said not yet.
We're Ron Burgundy over here. You give me something, I will read it. We saw that earlier. We saw that earlier in the year when I was reading a plug, and it had my name in it, and I read myself.
I'm going to give you
can compete against Roy Edwards.
Hey, I'm going to give you a chance.
I mean, me.
I'm going to give you a chance right now, Roy, to get to NCAA. Football.
Oh, God.
And we're gonna go over that right now. What you're pointing to?
This piece of paper.
Very important to tell
I do. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I want to give a shout out to Augie's, augiesitalian.com in Larchmont, best Italian food anywhere in New York. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your host, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going to get into a little bit of college football here. This would be our college football segment, and for the third week in a row, I don't like doing it, whereas usually college football is my stick.
You know, I really didn't think you'd be in today. I thought they...
Yeah, Matt called me. We thought you were on suicide watch. Just wanted to make sure you're coming in today.
Well, you know, I figured you were in Morgantown and probably got to bed at about 7.
Well, I was going to go to Morgantown, but I had some stuff I had to take care of.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you don't need to be there, especially when it's so, I mean, devastating. They lost right at the end of the game when the other team went for 2 immediately after you guys scored and kicked an extra point, right?
Yeah, we scored a touchdown. Well, it was just the first field.
Listen to Roy.
First in regulation, we scored a touchdown. Then they scored a touchdown with a minute thirty left in the game. 94-yard touchdown, blown coverage.
One of those two.
Which I was fine by that. You know, like they tried an onside kick. We got it back at like the 50. I was like, Geno's got us. All we need is a field goal. Then we, for whatever reason, ran some short passing routes instead of running the football.
What is this?
I'm just playing some sad music.
Some sad music for me. Then,
do you need a cup of cocoa? And
so we
a
miss
warm
a field
blanket?
Goal. Yes, I'll tell you I would what, love the, all of that.
I'll tell you what, the Alabama Crimson Tide fans almost went home crying.
That's
last
all
night.
I wanted. After West Virginia lost, all I wanted.
That's all anybody wanted.
I was like, please,
and they
LSU.
Won, and they won, thank God.
It's like, LSU, I will root for you one time in my life. Just please do this one thing for me.
I released Alabama and then at 1-800-466-4748. I released Alabama with 2 other teams yesterday. And if they had lost, my 3-team teaser would have been schnockered.
Well, I would
and they
happy.
Won with a minute with 30 seconds left in the game. They won.
Yeah, and the quarterback cried. Like
39
a little,
seconds.
That made me like, was, so upset.
Well, he was.
Like, you have no reason to cry.
He was upset.
You don't know what tears are, buddy. You're defeated.
No. He was crying because they were ahead.
Yeah, he was crying back. Because he threw the winning touchdown.
So, are you trying to say he was crying before he threw the winning touchdown
no,
or after?
Yeah, afterwards, he's
little, good, man.
He's a
wuss. Isn't that McElroy?
Screw that guy. No, it's not McElroy. It's some other.
Oh, just because your quarterback's lost. Have they lost 3 in a row, Roy?
Yeah.
My God.
And Geno's out of the Heisman watch. Now I got to change the tailgate times.
Maybe Geno won't turn pro after his junior year now.
He's a senior.
Do you need some
Well, that really sucks. You know, we need to get Roy something special.
And Virginia Tech, at least Virginia Tech sucks. Virginia Tech is terrible.
They're terrible.
You know how much? Like, that makes me happy.
Roy.
Like, Virginia Tech sucks.
Roy,
and then I'm like,
Roy, forget about that.
Three game losing streak.
Roy, forget about that. Let's talk a little bit further north. Pittsburgh Panthers had
they suck.
They
it's
had
awesome.
No, they don't suck. They had Notre Dame beat by 14,
they
and they lost.
The Ranthers really ruck. That's a West Virginia song right there.
Yeah, guess what? They're better than West Virginia right now.
Eat. No, they're not.
I don't think West Virginia.
You stop it.
West Virginia couldn't get within 30 points of Notre Dame right now.
That's
and
not,
they had them beat.
That's not entirely true.
Oh,
Pittsburgh
how would you
is,
know?
They, Pittsburgh's 4-5. So since, Pittsburgh's 4-5, 1-3 in the big easy.
Hey, wasn't it like September when West Virginia won their last game? I think it was because you
is
had
that
a,
funny, Matt?
You had a week off.
Is that funny to you?
Hey, I know it's hard to remember what a win feels like in West Virginia, but for crying
it has
out
been
loud,
a month. It has been over a month since we've won a football.
You know
game.
What? I like.
We
West
beat
Virginia.
Texas.
I have a kid playing baseball. West.
We
Virginia.
Beat Texas. I'm going to hang my hat on that for the rest of the year.
Texas sucks too.
Stop it.
They're so bad. Mac Brown.
Texas just they beat Texas Tech. They're number 23 in the country.
Yeah. Well, you know what. Good.
They beat them.
So that means pretty. You know what that means? That means
we got
pretty,
you, Texas.
That means pretty much that those two teams and West Virginia are probably 25th.
We have Oakland. West Virginia was 21st.
Well, you know the good news is you're going to go to a bowl. Are you bowl eligible?
Not yet.
Yet.
We got to win one more game.
Oh my God. What if you don't win another game?
We have Kansas left.
All right, let's go over the top 10.
We'll play in the Mako Tire Amcho Pet Bowl.
Hey, let's go over all the other games.
All right, number one team in the country, Alabama, squeaked out a win, 21-17 over LSU.
LSU looked great.
Alabama scored with 50 seconds left on a screen pass.
And
the quarterback cried. It was terrible.
I blame Les Miles. You know why? When they were covering in press coverage, Alabama couldn't complete a pass. Mm-hmm. Then they go into a prevent, and they lose.
Screen passes. Alabama
right,
is more
keep going. Like, keep going. We don't want to talk
number
about
two team in the country who I – this is my pick to win the national championship.
Oregon?
Kansas State. They beat up on OK State 44-30. These guys are the real
that
deal.
That started out a little scary for
you know why they're so good? Because Kellen Klein didn't kiss a girl until he got married.
Well, him and Tim Tebow.
He's very religious. He told God that he was going to marry his wife, who is she's a very good basketball player at Kansas State. They got married, I want to say, over the summer.
Give me that Red Bull, man. I can't shut you up.
They got married over the summer, and he didn't kiss her until their wedding day. How cool is that?
That's very cool, but you know what? I bet he's a lousy kisser.
No distraction. Well, the guy just plays football.
If you don't get to first base, that's got to be disappointing. Of course, he's got something to do.
Colin Klein, that's your Heisman winner this year. Next up,
do you remember how cool kissing was in seventh grade, or were you like 8 years old?
I honestly didn't kiss a girl until my sophomore year of high school.
Well, you were kind of a nerd.
I was playing sports. I was a sports player.
So you were kissing boys.
I wasn't even supposed to.
That there's anything wrong with
we
that.
We weren't supposed to. No, I was not kissing boys. We.
There's nothing wrong with that. You say,
next
that,
up
like,
on
you
the,
say that like it's a bad thing.
I don't. I have zero opinions on
I'm Bruce
politics.
Hall, and I think everybody should be able to do what they want as long as it's legal. Hello. How about Sergio Roma's T-shirt? I just look illegal. I got to get one of those. That's great. Sergio Romo. They got to stay in the cars. We're going to talk about the World Series because I was in Detroit for 5 days. I didn't have to be there for 5 days. I only had to be there for 2 nights. Mm-hmm. But had a couple of flights canceled. Got there a day early. Yes, that was fun because that's when the Giants got there. Mm. And my Giants did it, and we'll talk about
they
that
did.
Later. And we're probably going to have Bochy on.
Cool.
We're going to have Bochy on next week.
Very cool.
Because I'm pretty sure he's in Napa sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Probably. I would be.
So then the Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, squeaked one out against
Pittsburgh.
Are they
number three? They're
number three in the country.
Yeah. God, they came from behind.
They won't move up either.
They were 14 points down in the fourth quarter.
You know who might jump them is Oregon.
Oregon.
I could see Oregon jumping Notre Dame this week.
Hey, but Oregon has a defense like you guys.
Yeah, but Oregon is putting – they just beat
– yeah, but they can score more than the other team.
USC was the pre-ranked number one team in the country, and
– they're terrible.
And they whooped them up.
Have you read what Sean Salisbury says about USC? And by the way, he went to USC. They have the worst defense ever. That's what Sean said yesterday.
I mean, they have a lot of talent.
They're going to be – by the time the season's over, they'll be number 10 or so, 12.
Who, USC?
Yeah.
They're number 17 right now.
They're going to lose like at least three or four more. They're going to lose two more games.
You think they'll drop out of the rankings?
Yes. They're going to be just like West Virginia, and they'll be playing West Virginia in the Military Bowl in D.C. RFK State. They're not.
I would love that.
East Carolina. I mean, Duke's going to be in that bowl.
Well, the Military Bowl is usually a military team, right? Don't they love that?
No, it's the two worst teams.
So it's usually like Navy.
Navy
and Maryland.
The party. Have you never been to the Military Bowl?
Have you ever been to RFK, right?
Have you ever been?
Think I've ever been.
All right, then
I don't
listen
waste my
to
money
what
on.
Happens. The Armory, becomes a place to party. And it's the two worst teams, and it'll rain the whole game. It always does.
It sounds like a great time.
I've
been to a couple.
I can't wait.
I went to the Sugar Bowl when it was in Atlanta when Hurricane Katrina happened, and West Virginia played Georgia in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I was there,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to say I was at the Orange Bowl. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't go.
Okay. What's the next team we want to
Oregon,
talk about?
Oregon won 62-51 over USC.
You know, if Alabama had lost, Oregon could very easily have won the national championship, in my opinion.
Well, Oregon still has a shot to defeat him.
I want to look at Notre Dame's schedule here in a little while, but Notre Dame is going to get beat. They're going to get beat. They should have got beat yesterday.
They look good. What I want to know.
Pitt put 600 yards up on Virginia Tech. Of course,
I'm glad that they put in the 14 playoff because we have five undefeated teams this year. I know one of them is Louisville, but, I mean, five undefeated teams right now. It's going to be interesting. So next up, we have Georgia. They beat up on Ole Miss 37-10.
They're not that good.
And this was a close game for a while. And Georgia squeaked it out late.
They're still not
that
good. They're still not that good.
Yeah, Georgia. I mean, they're good. They're just not – they're not the top – they're not in those top tiers.
Who else? Come on. Keep going.
They're decent. Florida.
Keep going. Keep going, Red Bull boy.
Florida, everyone thought was legit,
Sucks.
They beat Mizzou 14-7.
That was a terrible game. And it was have no offense.
It was 7-0 at half. Well, Florida is a running. They're a running offense.
They also have a quarterback that can't hit an open receiver.
This game was basically Florida holding on because Missouri's quarterback basically handed the game over. 4 interceptions, and you win by a touchdown. So,
all right, who's next?
Louisville, undefeated still.
They're not very good,
though. Out of the Big Easy.
They're not very good. Cincinnati had them beat, and they lost.
Beat up on Temple 45-17. That is a Big East game that Temple's in the Big East.
Do they have a chance to go undefeated?
Louisville, yeah.
Well,
they probably will.
Even if they go undefeated, they'll be like number 8. Right?
I think they have Syracuse and
there will be.
They might have Rutgers. Rutgers could beat them.
Roy, there'll be teams that have lost 2 games that'll be ranked higher than Louisville being undefeated. Yes,
maybe.
No, well, yeah, definitely, maybe.
Not right now. Not right now. No one is. They're number 10 in the country.
Okay, if Oregon loses to Southern, well,
Louisville won't play in the national championship. They won't.
Well, and of course they won't.
Because there's 5 undefeated teams right now.
Because they play like a Division III schedule, too.
But a couple years ago, West Virginia was undefeated. South Florida was undefeated. And the Big East had a national championship contender
in West Virginia.
Pat McAfee missed a field goal.
I just retweeted Russell Wilson's scripture that he wants everybody to read, Psalm 121:2. All right, keep going.
Is it a good one?
It's a great one. Keep going.
That's our top 10. If you want to keep going, we can.
No, that's good. That's good. You want to start on NFL now? Because we're going to get into some fantasy late.
We will get into
if you like fantasy football, you need to be listening to the last half hour of this show. And we're going to talk a little bit about the series. Because, you know, it's tough when it's San Francisco. I mean, there wasn't anybody really. Detroit? I mean, I was in Detroit. I was in Detroit for a Super Bowl. Didn't even go to the game. That was several years ago. I tell you what, though, they've got a beautiful baseball stadium, Comerica Park.
I had this World Series.
You had the sweep? You're the guy?
No. Whoa. I had the matchup. I called it back April 12th. I even sent Matt the audio.
I can't wait to see it.
I sent Matt the audio.
I believe it. Well, you picked the Giants, are you
sure? I had Detroit. So,
oh, yeah. Well, gee, who had the Giants?
You had the Giants.
For sure. Of course I did.
You did have the Giants.
And I had the Yankees, though.
That marks, what is that now? Is this 4 straight seasons of sport that we have the champion?
Earth to listeners, we're pretty good.
We're pretty good.
We're not bad. I mean, and I'm old, and Roy pays attention sometimes.
That's the second season in a row that I've had both teams right in the game. I had OKC Heat, and now I had Detroit.
Hey, you know what we got?
San Francisco.
Do you know what we got to do next week? I will finalize my picks for the Super Bowl because last year we did it in October.
And
it's the first week in November.
We need to do it.
And I picked the Giants last year. And, they won.
Who'd you have at the beginning of the year?
Same people you did, I think.
I had Ravens, Green Bay.
I had Green Bay. And I didn't have the Ravens. I had Houston.
You had Houston, Green Bay?
Yeah.
And I had Ravens, Green Bay.
Houston choked like dogs, but they outplayed Baltimore. They just lost the game. Mm-hmm. They just lost the game. All right.
No, they beat. Oh, you're talking about last year.
Have you got my sheet there?
I do not. I had it up, Matt.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Give me a game. Oh, that sounds really good.
What
Matt.
Was that? Was that Carlos Santana?
No,
that
was me forgetting Santana.
The fader was up.
Lila like Carlos Santana.
You know what? Let's do a game right now. Nobody wants to hear, so we'll do it now, so it's over with.
Since we're up against the break, let's just throw some in here.
How about the Redskins and the Panthers? Let's start there.
Yeah.
The Redskins are 3-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're 3.5, 4 here.
Yeah, 3.5.
In the D.C. Baltimore area.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. I don't pick the Skins very often, but I got news for you. Carolina sucks.
Carolina does suck.
And you know who else sucks? Cam Newton sucks. And I'm going to go out and say it right now. What a crybaby. Shut up. You know what they said on NFL Network about him? You can tell he's not married. You know why? Because if he was married, when he went home, his wife would smack him upside the head for being so stupid.
He's pretty dumb. And I said this before. I said it.
He's pretty dumb.
I've said it a million times, whereas Cam Newton, when he came to the league, they said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to build a brand. What? Okay, so do you have any care about wins and losses in the National Football League? Do you want a ring? I mean, what a stupid answer.
He's got a stupid agent if he told him to say that.
I've never liked Cam Newton. I've never made it a secret.
Well, you got to remember, what did he do? He got caught at the University of Florida stealing
laptops.
Yep. And then he ended up at a community college.
And then he sold
himself
to a big university for like $400,000.
Yeah, and his dad, didn't his dad say that they paid him? He did.
Well, it was speculated. I guess it never
happened. Well, no, I mean, it happened.
Well,
and Auburn
not according
won,
to the
and didn't Auburn win a national championship?
They did, and he won a Heisman, which and, he might have to, he might have to pull a Reggie Bush.
Hey, look what Auburn's doing now. Look what Auburn's doing now.
Nothing.
Where you going?
No,
nowhere.
Listen, their chancellor sent out a letter to all the students asking them to please come to the games a week ago.
Really?
They suck.
Well, ever since somebody poisoned the trees, they've been terrible.
They were actually 22 points. They beat somebody. You know, they beat the worst team in the country, New Mexico.
New Mexico's good, though.
New Mexico's pathetic.
They have a hell of a tennis team.
All right.
I will be right back. We're going to talk about on these NFL lines. We didn't even get to our picks on that Redskins game, but I promise we'll get it on the other side. So our NFL plays, and we'll get into some fantasy later. Stick with us. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Still right here. What have I become?
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
I just found out that speculation is that Sean Payton, who, by the way,
this is Bruce's speculation.
Well,
right?
It's not even speculation about what the NFL did. They negated an extension to his contract for next year, and I think they did that so he'd become basically a free agent from which makes sense because it's not like the owner of the Saints has been there. He threw him under the damn bus. Listen, when an owner gets a $500,000 fine for, what do you call that? Bounty gate?
Yeah, yeah.
And the head coach loses $7.5 million in salary. That's called, all right, yeah, it's more his fault than mine. Just you can let him go. I'm going to tell you right now, and I mean this, if Benson, the owner of the Saints, had told Roger Goodell, no way on God's green earth am I letting you take my head coach, guess what? Nobody would have taken his head coach. That's true, because Goodell's a puppet. He does what they tell him to do. The other owners wanted it stopped. I can understand. You know, John Mara thinks he's the commissioner anyway. And this isn't a stab at John Mara. It's what he is. You know, he gets away with everything he can. The National Football League team is the New York Giants. Always has been, always will be. You can tell when they go to a Super Bowl that the New York Giants are the NFL's team because everything is blue. And I'm telling you right now, Sage Rosenfels, who, you know, quarterbacked, you know, in Texas and has been around the league, had said that one reason that they're pretty sure Sean Payton's going to end up in Dallas as head coach, A, he used to be their offensive coordinator when they were extremely successful, and B, his kids are there and he's divorced. So if he wants to see his kids, he doesn't want to stay in New Orleans. He's going to go to Dallas. And I got new. Now here's what we're going to do.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do for everybody, Roy. And you're in charge of this, so you got to pay attention.
Oh, God.
I want everybody to send sportsmancave.com. Go to sportsmancave.com. Or you go to brucehallsports.com. It doesn't matter. But go to sportsmancave. I want to give Roy something to do.
Thanks.
And I want you to speculate where Jason Garrett is going to end up as offensive coordinator next year or quarterback coach, because he might not even be an offensive coordinator. Now, God knows there's plenty of places that need offensive coordinators. But is Garrett going to get that job? And now listen, would Garrett even consider coming back to Dallas as offensive coordinator? Well, here's my point. If you got Sean Payton, you don't need an offensive coordinator, right? It's kind of like being Belichick and needing a defensive coordinator. When's the last time they had a defensive coordinator? Romeo Crennel. Is he any good? Of course not.
Oh, well, he's turned Kansas City around,
Spygate,
right?
Spygate, baby. They cheated. That's how they win. That's how they continue to win. But where is Romeo now? Kansas City, what's he doing? The other day, did you see the interview where he said somebody asked him how come his big running back got five carries. He goes, I don't know. He didn't know. He's the head coach. How do you not know? That's not a hard question. We threw more passes. We got behind. Give me an answer. I don't know.
You're putting it up right now. That's what you hear.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. Roy G is here. Matt Lynch.
That isn't a tiny stampede of ducks going across.
Matt Lynch is in. Matt Lynch is in the box. He's feeling kind of feisty today.
Toshiba.
Anyway, I just sent that. All right, Roy. Let's talk about the Redskins.
All right.
They're going to win today. They're going to win by 7 points minimum. I say it's going to be a 7 to 10 point game. Skins are a three star in my opinion. Play today. Why are they going to win? They're 3-5. And you know what I have them rated as? I have them rated OK+. If you're OK+ in my rating system, you shouldn't be 3-5. You should be 5-3. Which tells me, something weird is happening in Washington coaching related. Like, your guys are playing great. Your numbers are super, but you're 3-5. WTF, okay? What the heck? All right. Who's making the decisions over there that are screwing you guys out of wins? There's two guys, Shanahan and Shanahan. And they're blaming everything on Jimmy Haslett. It's not Jim Haslett's fault. You can't get blood out of a rock. If I've got D'Angelo Hall, who, by the way, in my opinion, I wish he'd just retire. Because I'm 58, and I'm pretty sure I can get open on him. And if he ever hit me in the back of the head, I could turn around, and as long as I get my hands on him, I'd hurt him. What? I don't like the guy. He's a cheap shot. He talks smack. He got $14 million from the team 2 years ago. I don't know who his agent is, but he's worth every penny that he gets.
What happened with the incident when he got ejected?
He took his helmet off immediately.
Right, but I was listening to the radio saying that one of the radio people
Can I tell you what happened? Because I've seen it 30 times. Because I watch TV. I don't listen to the radio like you do.
No, I mean, I
it was just a...
I saw what happened.
It was a flip. Here's what happened. D'Angelo literally went after him first, and it was because nothing was going to happen. Do you understand? So he went up, he grabs the guy under his shirt, gets his hands up around his neck. The guy counters, gets his hands around D'Angelo. They did a super athletic flip. Both of them flipped. It lasted a half a second. They both get up, and D'Angelo walks immediately right over to the refs going, did you see that? Well, D'Angelo hit the guy first. He took two steps up and jacked him up. My point is that it didn't even deserve a flag. It was just a corner hitting a receiver. Receivers, what do receivers do when there's a running play? They block.
Yeah.
So he's responsible for putting his hands on D'Angelo. D'Angelo, the play was over. He went up. He hit the guy. The guy hit him back. They both flipped. I thought it was a perfect draw. If it was a wrestling match, there were no points. No takedown. Because both guys ended up in the same spot.
Yeah.
Then the referee, as soon as he took his helmet off, the flag came out. You can't take your helmet off.
You can't do that.
That's 15 yards. So he's already, and by the way.
That was flag number one.
By the way, you know, he gets at least one personal foul every game. He does.
He does.
He's a cheap shot. He's a Virginia Tech. He's a Hokie. Sorry about that, Roy. But I like the Hokies. Don't get me wrong.
I don't like the Hokies.
Well, see, I do because I have a lot of friends that went to Virginia Tech. But here's the deal. Yeah. They actually get educations there, unlike West Virginia.
We get education just fine.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to class there. As long as you have plenty of beer at West Virginia, you're fine, right? Exactly. See, look how long it took you to come back.
Number one party school in the nation, baby.
And you know how to drive in the snow.
We definitely know how to drive in the snow.
So anyway, here's the deal. He did that. Then the referee, he's running his mouth at the ref, and I can read lips pretty good. There were a few F-bombs in there, and I don't even think they threw a flag until he stepped towards the other official and said something personal. Then the other flag came up, and he got kicked out of the game.
Right. I'm just saying that the radio station around here was almost defending him.
Yeah, and do you know why? Because they have a show with him.
No, not that radio station.
They have a show with him.
980. Not
this. 980 is owned by the Redskins, yeah. So of course they're going to defend him.
Yeah, I guess so. So anyways.
I was listening to 106.7, and they were defending him.
So everyone's defending him?
Well, that's because they all have a show with him. He's one of the few guys. Yeah. What has he got? 12 years in the league?
He's got a long.
He's old. He's like 35. He runs about a 4.8 40 now, and he plays off of receivers. What do you think? 15 yards? Yes.
Yeah. So, but real quick, up at sportsmancave.com, that Jason Garrett, it's up in the Keg Talk fan zone right now, so
hey,
you guys can weigh in.
You guys, let us know where you think Garrett's going to end up or if you think he's going to stay there. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And we're getting into our NFL plays here, week 9 of the NFL, so we are past... Well, this will be past the halfway
we're
point
starting
for
most
teams.
We're basically starting the second half right now, which is great. And you know what? For those of you that thought the Houston Texans, I would say the New England Patriots, I'd say the New York Giants, and I'd say the San Francisco 49ers. I think those are maybe your four best teams right now.
You might throw Atlanta in there.
Well, I'm throwing Atlanta in because... Generally, teams that start out, even if they ended up 12-0, look what happened to Green Bay last year. When you peak early, I mean, in the NFL, it's not a good thing. It's who's hot last. You know what
Unless
I'm saying?
Unless you're the 72 Dolphins, right?
Yeah, but you know what? There weren't as many teams then, and there wasn't free agency then. So they had a phenomenal team. They had a great defense, and they had a great offense, and they had Bob Greasy, who was just a perfect quarterback. I mean, he never made mistakes, unlike his sons that played football for a while. Let's talk about Denver-Cincinnati.
Okay.
Denver-Cincinnati
is the Denver Broncos minus 4.
That felt good.
At the Cincinnati Bengals, the total here is 48.
You and I both agree on one thing here. I love the total, too. So does Roy. He likes Denver, and I like Denver, but here's the reason I'm not taking this game. I have been backdoored 2 out of the last 3 weeks. And you can get backdoored. Matt gave me a funny look when I said that. But what I mean by backdoored is you can be up 14, you know, by 14 points with 4.5 minutes left, and 10 points later you don't cover. And I worry about this with Denver on the road, because if you remember when Denver traveled to Atlanta second week of the season, I think, Peyton threw 3 interceptions in the first quarter. You know what's hilarious about that entire situation we talked about this morning? He's only thrown one more interception the entire rest of the season. How hot is Peyton Manning? Well, his quarterback
so
rating.
So hot right now.
His quarterback rating is 109, and he's on your fantasy team. And we're going to talk fantasy the last half hour of the show. So if you're a big fantasy player and you want to hear who we're doing and what's going on, give us a call. And we'll tell you, we can take calls here too and tell you, I'm easy. I hear those guys on the radio all the time, and they go pick between boom, 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 half a second, I can tell you who I'll take.
I killed it last week. I had a guy call me yesterday to help him with his lineup. I picked up Miami's defense for him and Titus Young. Combined, they put up 59 points.
Well, we're actually going to be doing that the last half hour of the show. The Bengals are facing Peyton Manning. Now, I don't like the Bengals, to be honest with you. They have virtually no defense. They do have a great pass rusher. And they are going to get some sacks, but they're going to give up a lot of yardage. And, you know, Peyton Manning and yardage kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. He's thrown 17 touchdowns. He's only got 4 picks. However, Denver in the last 11 games, and this – you know, you can't really blame this on Peyton. Peyton's 7-0 against Cincinnati, okay? The Denver Broncos, the rest of their team over the past few years, they're 1-10 against Cincinnati when they travel east. Andy Dalton, to me, is just, you know, he's a good kid, and he's doing okay. But except for A.J. Green, who gets double-teamed or triple-teamed every play, he may be the best receiver in the NFL right now.
Yep.
Because he's always triple-teamed. I can't say it's Megatron. He's hurt. He's only going to play third downs today. We'll talk about that later. But I'm going to take Denver for a small play here, maybe 2 stars. Mm-hmm. You're taking him as your
Matt. This is my
– He's got some kind of thing that we call this. Oh my God.
This is my straight cash homie
and
play
it's
of the week.
The first pick?
First pick.
So you're taking Denver or the over?
Denver Broncos as a 3.5, -3.5 over Cincinnati Bengals. I also am playing the, this is my number one. This is my straight cash homie. And then it's like my number seven play is the total.
Check
cash, homie.
Yes, this
Randy,
whole game. This
Randy
whole game
caught
is
a TD
cash.
Pass this week. Randy, great hand.
I think that the NFL knows what Randy Moss has done with marijuana.
We know that, Randy, and you know, don't bring that up. I mean, you know, please. Jesus.
I just had to prove that
he
I
always
had that
has,
this week.
You know what I love about
waiting
Randy?
To play
he
it.
Always has this funny smell about him when I see him. But anyway, I'm going to take Denver for a teeny one, and I'm going to take Cincinnati for 5 stars in the over. Check the wind. If it's not windy in Cincinnati, even if it's raining a little bit, take the over. It's 48 points. I can see Denver scoring 38 of them.
Yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah.
I see a 38-28 game, 38-21, 38-24, right?
Yeah. Well, Cincinnati, like you said, they have A.J. Green, and that's their guy. When he struggles, the team struggles. And that's what I mean, this Denver Broncos secondary – It's a very good veteran secondary, so they're going to be smart. They might not be as athletic as A.J. Green is anymore, but when you have a guy like Champ Bailey in your secondary,
yeah, he makes
you're
all
smart.
He makes everybody better anyway.
You're smart enough. Well, it's like having a guy like Ray Lewis on your team, where he might be athletic enough to get there, but he can put people in the right position to get there.
Think about what they can do to the rest of that lineup offensively, with him covering AJ 101.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like having Goofball. What's his name from the New York Jets, who's out for the year? Darrell Revis. He basically
shuts. They have Cromartie still. He's very good.
You know what?
He's playing.
They just have bad karma this year. Anyway, we're going to take that. Next game.
The next game is. It's the Green Bay Packers over. The Arizona
sounded
Cardinals.
Like, sounded more like Arizona hitting than Green Bay.
I don't have a spread here.
I do. I do.
Hit me with the spread.
Green Bay's 10, even. And it's been as high as 11 this week. I'm not going to take this game, although I love Green Bay. And let me tell you why Green Bay's a strong play here, if you like Green Bay. And see, everybody's not going to agree with my picks or your picks, Roy. But if you like Green Bay, if your guy tells you Green Bay's the pick, it's just that I wouldn't take Arizona if you held a gun to my head. They can't score. You know, they're having trouble scoring. Green Bay will not have as much trouble scoring as Arizona. And I, you know, but the problem with Green Bay is look what they did last week in where? Jacksonville? Mm-hmm. They won 24-15, and they had to block a punt to get within 9 points. Guess who had Green Bay last week? You did.
I did have Green Bay.
And guess who didn't? And what did I say? I don't trust them. Mm-hmm. I just saw backdoor all over it. You know what? It's Aaron Rodgers is coming back. He's going to have a good year. There's no question about it. He's got a couple of his best receivers down. I almost picked up, what's his tight end's name? Jermichael Finley. Is he hurt still?
No.
I think he's questionable.
He's had a couple blocks. Drops.
Is it a knee, though?
I'm pretty sure he's still in.
Is
he's
he okay?
He's not doing it much. He's not doing much this year.
Let me tell you what the problem is with Arizona. They've been sacked 39 times already. 39 times in what? 8 games? Give me a break.
Pretty bad.
Bobby Massey, I gave the Redskins a hard time for not drafting this guy. Thank God they didn't draft this guy. He is the only guy they can put. He's a great run blocker, but he can't pass block. He's got terrible feet. Gets a little off balance. And they're going up against who?
Very good.
Clay Matthews' son? I mean, you know, Matthews is gonna probably get 3 sacks in this game.
The Green Bay defense is better this year. I wouldn't go as far as to say that this is a good defense.
Well, they're definitely not better because they're best defensive players out for the year.
Well, I think they're a better defense than they were a year ago. That's what I'm saying. Because a year ago, they were terrible.
Well, you know what,
I think
though?
But they
had a lot of sacks a year ago. And you know what else they did? They led the league in turnovers. If you turn the ball over 35 times in a year, even if you're giving up, you know, 400 yards a game, doesn't matter because you're getting three turnovers a game.
And Jermichael Finley will play. He's healthy enough to play.
All right. Well, you know what? If you like Green Bay, stay on him. If you like Arizona, let me talk you out of playing them, okay? Matt, let's go to the next one.
Next up is the Miami Dolphins, -2 at the Indianapolis Colts. The total here is 43.
If somebody had told you before opening day, Roy, mm-hmm. that Miami and Indianapolis in this game would both have winning records, would you have believed them?
No.
Okay, would you have believed one of them would have a winning record?
Nope.
With a new coach in Miami?
No.
These are two of the best coach teams right now in the league. I really like Joe Philbin in Miami. You know what? Everybody's starting to like the GM down there now more and more. They got Ryan Tannehill supposed to start today. If he can play, he's going to start. But last week, their MVP of their team last year, Matt Moore, came off the bench and they won 30 to what, 9?
He looked good.
They won by 21 points. I love them. And look what Andrew Luck is doing. Andrew Luck is on a pace to throw for over 4,000 yards his rookie year. Did Peyton Manning throw for over 4,000 yards his rookie year? No, mm-mm. He didn't. Peyton Manning took 2 or 3 years to get rolling.
Cam Newton did do it a year ago, though.
Yeah, Cam Newton did do it a year ago. And he had a little bit better team behind him, too, and he had a running game.
He had a couple running backs, yeah.
But that was before he hit rock bottom, deep depression.
He does. He looks like a little. He looks like there's something going on.
He looks like he needs medication to me.
Which I call that top 10 bold predictions for 2000.
You know what?
SportsManCave.com.
Do you have either of these teams? Did you pick either of these teams?
I pick every game.
Let's me and you pick this at pick between me and you.
Okay.
Because I don't like the game because it's too close. I do like the under a little bit. But it might go over, too, because Miami may score more points than they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Indy's going to probably get it, you know, at home.
I have the Colts, yeah.
They're better at home, but Miami's a better team. It's not even close. Miami is an okay plus. I got Indy okay minus minus. I got Indianapolis okay minus minus. And it's a pick game. I'm going to take Miami. You take Indy.
I have Indy.
That's for lunch one day this week.
Okay.
Okay, great. Give me the next one. I love it.
Next game is the Baltimore Ravens, -3.5 at the Cleveland Browns. The total here is 42. And I guess we'll be getting into this on the other side.
In a little while. Let's start talking about it. Hey, listen, by the way, I don't think the Dolphins are out of the playoff hunt. I think they got a shot. I don't think Indianapolis has a shot. Although some people are saying that maybe they do. But the Colts are undefeated at home. Now, let's talk about the next game real quick. Go, man.
It's the Baltimore-Cleveland.
Is that what you just picked up?
Yep.
I got Baltimore -3.5. What do you have,
Matt? Yeah, I have the same thing. Baltimore 3.5.
You know, the Ravens have beaten the Browns 9 games in a row. And guess what? They got a 10-game winning streak in the AFC North. But Baltimore right now, in my opinion, and yours too, Roy, I know.
Yep.
Because you live in Baltimore. They're the weakest they've been in a long time.
Defensively, yeah.
All right, we're going to be back in a minute. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back.
I hate it when that happens.
Here on AM 1230.
We let him off the hook.
1230 WFAS.
Have you ever seen anybody on a hook? I have yet to see that.
I've seen a fish on a hook.
Did you ever let the fish off the hook? Of course you did.
Yeah, you got to take it off
release,
the
hook. You got to catch and release.
Yeah, sometimes.
Let them get big.
That's right.
Let them spawn. Spawn. Glad we don't call it spawning.
If we're going to get...
Matt does.
I just saw this and it reminded me.
Yes.
The Redskins game before an election.
Yes.
If the Redskins win...
Yes.
The incumbent, right, wins the election. If the Redskins lose, then the challenger, which would be Romney in this case, wins the election. So
yes.
I guess, really, the Redskins game comes down to the election.
Oh, God. If that was the case,
it worked last.
Do you know how much more money would be spent on this game if that was the case, Roy? Think about this. Oh, don't, Matt, stop it.
They beat Arizona last.
We don't care about the election. Just make sure you go vote.
They lost to it, Arizona.
You guys are sick.
It didn't hold up
last time with Bush. Oh, that's right, because they lost the Steelers.
Oh, by the way, it looks like Ryan Tannehill.
On Monday night.
Looks,
it's supposed to be a Monday night thing.
Hello? Looks like Ryan Tannehill's going to start for Miami. We're getting back to, what were we talking about? Which game?
We're in our place.
We're talking about the Ravens.
Baltimore-Cleveland game.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot better game than everybody thinks. If Cleveland can run the football a little bit with their rookie from Alabama, I think they're going to have a shot at moving the football through the air. You know, the Ravens just aren't the same defense. You know what they're ranked right now? 28th in the league in defense.
Well, they got Mr. T. Sizzleback.
Hey, but for all of you Fantasy League guys that took the Ravens thinking you had a great defense,
damn it.
That's too bad. I just picked up Cleveland today. Thank you very much.
I picked up Miami.
I got rid of Dallas. They suck. I'm getting rid of anything that has Ryan attached to it. I don't care if it's Rob Ryan, Rex Ryan, Bob Ryan. I like Bob Ryan, right? He's the weatherman here in D.C. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion here on AM 1230 WFAS. Did you pick the Ravens today, by the way?
Of course I did. Yes,
oh, you're sick.
The only thing that scares me out of the game is that it's on the road.
Yeah.
And the Ravens
suck. Yeah, that would be one reason not to pick the Ravens.
The Ravens suck on the road.
Yeah, well, so why'd you take them?
Because I can't take the Browns.
Well, can I tell you what? That's a good way to lose.
I can't take the Browns.
You do understand that, right?
I have the Baltimore Ravens over Cleveland Browns money line, no total, or no spread.
You know what I like about this game?
Fresh off of a
bye. But you know what I like about this game? Cleveland's going to not only is it four and a half now?
It's four.
I love Cleveland here. Now I'm not taking them. I'm passing because Baltimore should beat them by four, but Cleveland is playing a little bit of football now. And you know what? Now that Holmgren said he's leaving, nobody's mad anymore in Cleveland. They still make the Cleveland jokes. But they got a new owner, and they all love the owner, and Cleveland will turn around, trust me. Joe Flacco continues to struggle on the road. The difference in his quarterback rating is like 40 points on the road and at home. He's over 100 at home. He's like 59 on the road. He's horrible.
Yeah, he's not very good.
He's horrible. I'm going to pass on this game. Roy likes Baltimore, but root for Cleveland. Next game, Matthew.
The next game is the Houston Texans minus 10.
I almost got Steph Stradley on the phone.
Buffalo Billios.
I almost got her on the horn.
48 total.
I was going to put her on here. She's Stephanie Stradley. You go to at Steph Stradley on Twitter. She's real good. She's a blog writer, kind of a beat lady down there for Houston. The Bills. You know, I remember they were my straight cash homie a week ago. Remember?
Yeah.
What did they do?
They crap the bed.
Yeah, right at the end of the game, they're up six. They're covering the spread, and a guy with 9 seconds left, or a minute and nine, I think it was.
That was Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Or was that 2 weeks ago?
It might have been. Yeah, because Buffalo's coming off of a bye week. Yeah. But anyway, they lost, and I mean, they scored a ton of points. They have no defense. The Buffalo Bills have no defense. Now, I read an article earlier today that Chan Gailey is going nowhere. Why is he not going anywhere? Why isn't he leaving town and taking his coaches with him?
According to the live lines on sportsmancave.com, which are brought to you by Bovada.
Bovada? What is Bovada?
It's a Bodog. The lines have moved to 11 now.
You know why? Because Bruce Hall released Houston early this morning on his 1-800-466-4748. That's 1-800-466-4748. Call me. Call me all day Sunday. If you get bored, call me. I love to talk football. And plus, I'll be giving you up-to-date reactions to what's going on. I'll also probably be screaming and hollering a little bit. You know what's funny is the Bills beat Cleveland and beat Arizona 2 weeks ago. But, you know, the Texans offense is going to create some problems for the Bills. I just, when you have the worst defense in the league, when you're ranked 32nd in the league, I almost took the over, but you know what? Houston's defense is so good. What I did take, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I took Houston for 5 stars, minus 10. I got them at 10 in the National Handicappers Bowl. So if they're at 11, I'm happy. Now, let me tell you one good thing about the Bills. And, you know, there's been a lot of historic stuff going on in the league this year, and a lot of it has to do with athletes are bigger, stronger, faster. You know, there are going to be bigger numbers, and they play 16 games anyway. But C.J. Spiller from Clemson, who's in his second year with the Bills, is averaging 7.3 yards per carry. I mean, 7.3 yards per carry. I'm sorry. I just keep giving him the ball until he didn't get 7.3 yards a carry. Wouldn't you, pretty much? Why are they giving him the ball 15 times a game? Why don't they give it to him 25, 30 times a game? I mean, maybe they wouldn't throw interceptions like they do. Yeah. By the way, Ryan Fitzpatrick, the day that they lost that game, that they were my straight cash homie play, mm-hmm. he threw a pick to a guy laying down on the ground. He was
That's hard to do.
A cornerback. Well, first of all, with 2 minutes left, why are we throwing the ball anyway?
He's trying to make a what is it? The top ten on
Roy.
ESPN.
Roy. They were
not top ten.
Roy. They were at midfield.
Like on the ground.
Roy. They were at midfield. It was second down, and one of his guys ran a route, and the defender fell down, and he threw the ball right to the defender laying on the ground.
That's really funny.
It was great. And they just gave this guy some incredible amount of money last year.
The guy on the ground?
No, the guy that threw the stupid ball.
It's like, whoa, this guy catches balls on the ground.
Listen, Matt Shaw.
Hey, that guy.
All right, Matt Shaw has a 93-point quarterback rating. Arian Foster's tough. Even though he's only averaging just under 4 yards a carry, he's got 9 touchdowns.
He's a beast.
I'm taking Houston. Yeah. I think this is going to be a 38-10 game.
I like Houston, too.
And you know what else I took?
What's that?
Nothing. I was going to take the over for 3 stars, but I passed on it because I hate Buffalo so much. Matt, let's talk about another game. Thank God we don't have to talk about this game.
We already did the Redskins
game. Yeah, we did. They're the next game. And I liked Washington for 3 stars. Did you take Washington? Because this is a
– Yes.
Let me tell you what – can I tell you something? This is a racist line. This is a racist line. You know why? Two black quarterbacks – they made it a pick game, Washington minus 3. Washington has a much better team than Carolina, yes.
Is it a pick?
3.5. I call it a pick game because 2.75 points is worth the home field.
Right, the home field advantage.
And by the way, Robert Griffin III likes playing at home. Unlike every other quarterback we've ever had there in the last 20 years. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, how many games? We don't even have home field advantage in Washington.
They just won their first home game in like
this year.
9 attempts.
They lost 9
like
in
that.
A row. They lost 9 in a row. The over's 48. I kind of like that, but I'm going to leave it alone because I think Washington's defense, which by the way, I think is ranked 30th or 31st in the league.
It's the worst in the league. Defense.
It's pretty bad. But we did take. I took Washington for a little bit. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. Gay, give a shout out to Augie, to Eddie at AugiesItalian.com. That's AugiesItalian.com. I just messed Matt up. We'll be right back with more of Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And I just looked up the Redskin rule, and it is true.
Yes.
It's the Redskins, if they win their home game, it's trending evolving in the NFL and the United States presidential elections. Briefly stated, there's a high correlation between the outcome of the most recent Washington Redskins home football game and the U.S. presidential election, and it's worked. It looks like every time in history since...
last year.
No, it worked last year.
Since
1940.
4 years ago.
Since 1940. And it didn't work
all right, well, who ran in 40? FDR.
It didn't work with Bush Kerry, but that was like... that was a whole... Wasn't that the big
Bush?
Wasn't that the recount, or is that Gore?
No, it was Gore.
Gore, okay.
Kerry won the popular, so it sort of works.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
You know we're on the air, right?
Yeah.
Can yeah, you, of course I know him.
I was just wondering if Matt, I didn't see your mic.
Because you have it.
Oh, I've got your mic. That's one way to get you off the air.
Yeah,
I'm Bruce Hall, and Matt's off the air. But
so it hasn't worked one time since 1940. So if the Redskins win today, then Obama wins, right? You don't even have to go vote.
You know what? Then I got to do whatever I got.
You already voted?
I got to do what I got to do. You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a hold of the guy that's got the sprinklers, you know, at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to get some people tripping.
So at 11:45, we're going to talk fantasy, and we have Alex Solana, who is SMC Fantasy, coming on with us.
We're going to have a three-way conversation. I love that.
We'll have a conversation.
You know what? I've heard about conversation. Okay.
So back to our picks.
Let's talk Detroit here. This was going to be my straight cash homie play, but you know what? The more I read about Detroit, the more injuries there are. You know, Megatron's not even going to play, but third downs it looks like. Which, you know, there are no third downs? What if it's third and 12 every time?
I feel like Megatron has to play. None of that third down
I'm
crap.
I'm just telling you what I heard, buddy. He's going to be limited. He's not going to get the same number he gets all the time.
I'm going to have to ask Solano if Mikel LeShore is a good play today.
I think LeShore's a great play because they've got to run the football, and Jacksonville sucks defensively.
Jacksonville does suck.
Listen, the Jaguars have been outscored. Are you ready for this? Their last three home games, if you go to BruceHallSports.com, you can pull up my plays for today. You can pull up all the breakdown of all the games except Monday night, because you got to call me for Monday night's game. The Jaguars have been outscored, Roy, 95-20, and they're 0-3 in their last three home games.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You know what? There's a chance for Tim Tebow to end up in Jacksonville.
Tim Tebow
is. You know what? Nobody ever.
That's my man.
Nobody ever attacks. You know. You know what I talked about? I talked about a racist play.
You did.
And I never explained myself with the Redskins and Carolina. The racist play was. Two black quarterbacks, this is an even game. Let me tell you something. That Robert Griffin made the statement this year, don't compare me to Cam Newton. We're nothing alike. And they're really not. You know, for one thing, Robert can do everything and Cam can't do everything. Now, Cam's the guy I want to have the ball first and goal on the one because he can quarterback sneak four times and get in. He's a beast.
He's built
260
like a
pounds.
He's a big guy.
He's built like a big tight end. But anyway, that was what I was saying. I was just poking fun at that. Anyway, Detroit minus 5.5 over Jacksonville. They're 5.5-point favorites. Detroit, I was in Detroit for the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, by the way, this is 2 years in a row, 2 years out of the last three, that the Giants, the San Francisco Giants, have won the game to win the World Series the same day as I went to an NFL game.
Hmm.
And let me just tell you, 2 years ago in Texas, I saw Jacksonville with David Garrard at quarterback beat the Cowboys in the spaceship by 30 points. That night, the San Francisco Giants won game five of the series to win a World Series ring. This past week, on Sunday, they played, the Detroit Lions played. And they won at the end of the game. They threw a touchdown pass with next to nothing left.
Yeah.
And they win the game by four. And they covered a 3.5-point spread. And guess what happened that night? 4-3 win. San Francisco Giants. They swept Detroit Tigers. So that's happened twice. Detroit has to win this game. They got to. They have no choice. If they don't keep winning, they're done in the North. Because I think Minnesota's done too. It's going to be Green Bay, Chicago. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago probably has the best defense, Green Bay the best offense. That's what's going to happen. Detroit has to beat Jacksonville. If you can't go into Jacksonville where they're 0-3 this year, where can you go?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're done. Matthew Stafford, I'm not sure what's going on with him. But a lot of people in Detroit say he's soft.
He's also
chubby and fat, but he's got a great arm.
Yeah, he's had some injury problems in the past, and
I think he's got some IQ problems.
He threw for 5,000 yards last year. You don't do that by accident. He's a good quarterback.
No, absolutely. Yeah,
he's slumping a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? Jay Schrader threw for like 4,500 yards 1 year. Yeah, where is he? Megatron, supposedly Calvin Johnson is only going to get third down work today. Now, Roy made a good point. If he's going to play third downs, you got to have men on first down, too.
Yeah.
He'll probably come out for second and medium range if they run the ball or throw
He'll probably be out on running downs.
Yeah, but I'm guessing that, you know, that they What's the kid's name?
Titus Young.
Titus Young last week was the best pickup you could have ever gotten in fantasy. What, how many? What did he catch? 11 balls?
He put up
for like 140 yards?
31 fantasy points in our league.
It was ridiculous. And you know what? He's back. Yep. Nate Burleson's out, but you know what? Titus Young's better than Nate Burleson now. Nate Burleson's a sure-handed guy, runs good routes, but he's probably 4'7", 40 now. He can't get separation. I'm taking Detroit for 3 stars today because I – and by the way, if you got Michael Ashore, activate him. No, don't you activate him because you're playing me today.
He sucks.
He's terrible.
Running backs are stacked, though.
Anyway, if the Lions lose here, their season's basically over. Matt, let's go to the next game.
Next game, Chicago Bears.
Another lousy game.
-3.5 at the Tennessee Titans. The total here is 43.5.
All right, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. How is Chicago only 3.5-point favorite over Tennessee? I'll tell you how. Because Jay Cutler is a psychopath. That's how. Which Jay Cutler will show up?
It's true.
The Jay Cutler that looks like he had breakfast, looks like he didn't stay up all night partying, looks like he took his medication, or the Jay Cutler that just
throws interceptions every time he gets the ball.
Yeah, on guys on the ground.
Maybe he's colorblind.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with them, but if they win, if they get to the Super Bowl with Cutler quarterback, I got to give it to the coaching staff. They should just give Lovie Smith a lifetime contract.
I don't think Jay Cutler will ever win a Super Bowl.
Do you know who they got there with once? Rex Grossman.
Yeah, but Jay Cutler's way too inconsistent. He's too inconsistent to win a Super Bowl.
And he's married. He's married to a supermodel.
He's not good enough to propel his team, and he's not consistent enough to manage an offense.
Well, let me put this to you. Last week, Tennessee lost to Indianapolis at their place. They made Indy 4-3. The Titans, you know, you would think, I mean, they beat the Lions 44-41 a few weeks ago. I mean, I don't know what this team is all about, but I'm not playing it because I don't trust Chicago, even though they're good. They're 6-1. Mm-hmm. And I don't trust Tennessee at all. I mean, a lot of people would take the Bears here minus the points. And if somebody is holding a weapon to your head, take Chicago. Don't take Tennessee.
I like Chicago.
Don't ever
here.
Bet on a bad team, and Tennessee's not a good team.
I like Chicago here because they are playing like one of the top teams in the league.
They got two great running backs, too.
They have a very balanced team. They have a good defense. But what I like even more than the balance of the Chicago team is the Tennessee lack of an offense. They're only good. They're only winning when Chris Johnson gets running.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't see that happening against
this
defense.
He's
going to
get hit in the mouth against this defense.
Exactly.
He's not going to really enjoy this.
He's not going to have a fun time.
So if Chris Johnson is not enjoying the game, don't look for a 100-yard game from him.
When you play against the Bears defense,
are you taking the Bears?
I do. I have the Bears as my number 2 play.
You know what? I'm going to take the Bears for 3 stars. You talked me into it. Matthew!
Next up, Seattle Seahawks -4 over the Minnesota Vikings. The total here is 38.5.
You know, two teams getting better. Seattle getting better faster. Seattle, in my opinion, with a better defense, maybe much better defense. Because didn't the Redskins score 38 points against Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they did. So that means, I don't think the Skins could score 28 points on Seattle, do you? Mm-hmm. I'm taking Seattle -4. Hey, dude, you got a song to play for me?
No. Yeah, you do.
It's called Straight Cash.
Hit the button,
homie,
dude.
Man.
Hit the button.
I'm not giving you any more donuts.
Straight Cash, homie.
Matthew, would you like
take
a donut for Christ's sake?
Take the donuts away from him. Come on,
man. Anyway, Seattle is going to win this game. You know what? I don't even see it being a good game. Now, the only thing that could throw me for – look. Adrian Peterson is a super running back.
He is.
What do you think he is percentage-wise now compared to the first game?
First game of the season, he's probably closer to like 85-90%.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's more like 70 or 80. He's going to get tired of getting hit all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. If he can get into the secondary, you know, with some blocking, he's going to rush for 100 yards. But you know who I like? Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch, to me.
Well, how can you not like him against this Minnesota defense?
But I like Marshawn Lynch for a couple of reasons. Number one, he's a North and South guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't screw around, and he reminds me of Walter Payton.
And he loves Skittles.
He never goes down. This guy never, never goes down like a lot of people do.
It just hit me, Bruce.
What?
Halloween was on Wednesday. What do you give out at Halloween?
Candy.
What does Marshawn Lynch What fuels Marshawn Lynch?
Candy.
Do you think,
I bet he's got some Skittles.
Do you think that he's got an endless supply of Skittles for this game?
I think he's probably got grocery bags.
Now, if you feed Marshawn Lynch Halloween amounts of Skittles and you pair that against a terrible Minnesota rush defense who gave up, over 100 yards in the first half to Doug Martin in Tampa Bay last week.
And Minnesota has done this recently.
Skittles.
Yeah.
That's it. Halloween.
You know what? I don't see...
Halloween, candy, Skittles, Seattle Seahawks.
Listen. Everybody, here's what I like about Seattle. People that are playing Seattle today or even thinking about it, here's what I like about Seattle. Everybody knows they're going to run the football. Everybody. He's getting 4.8 yards a carry anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got a rookie quarterback. It's 5'10". He's got one of his best receivers, Sidney Rice, I don't think is playing. You have your injury report. Pull it up.
Yeah, you got to pull it up.
But I'm pretty sure that Seattle's down a receiver or two. Marshawn Lynch is going to carry the ball 30 times today, in my opinion. And I think if they do that and don't turn the ball over, I don't think there's any way that Minnesota gets within 10 points of them. Seattle hasn't beaten anybody up all year. This would be a great game to beat somebody up. I'm going to take Seattle -4.
Sidney Rice is going.
Is he?
Yeah.
Then I even feel better about it. That's my 5-star play. Straight cash, homie.
Next up, Oakland Raiders. Cash, Oakland Raiders -1.5 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I'm really going to call Randy.
Total here is 47.
He already played this week, right?
Yeah. So Oakland Raiders, this game. Do you? I think it's kind of a crap game, but we'll get into it on the other side.
You know what? Let me just tell you real quick before we go. We got a little time. Let me just tell you something. This is going to be a great game.
I think it'll be a close game.
First of all, if you like Oakland, now's the time to take them because Tampa Bay is one of the few teams that I get a good feel for. And I just found out that a good friend of mine at Hall of Fame weekend at East Carolina, guess who his son-in-law is? Greg Schiano.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I told him I thought he was a cheater. I'm just kidding. But what I'm saying is, this could go either way, but I like Oakland. You know why? They're home, and they're 3-0 at home.
When he's good friends with Greg Schiano?
It's his son-in-law.
Oh, it's his son-in-law.
Yeah, his daughter married him.
So when they're about to leave the house, does he give an unnecessary punch right before he leaves?
Sometimes. I heard it.
I knew you were leaving.
By the way, the guy who Schiano married his daughter was an All-American running back in East Carolina. Huh. And he's older than me. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 to be FAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And the next segment, we still have a couple games to go over in this segment, but next segment, stick with us as we're going to go over some waiver wire fantasy pickups of the sort. And all that good stuff. Who you got to play?
I'm looking for Halloween candy.
He's looking for his Skittles.
So I don't like Skittles. I like everything else, though.
So we're still on this this Oakland Raiders game. It's the line. It's basically a pick.
It is a pick, and I got to tell you something. Both teams are going. Their arrows are pointed upwards. Both teams are going to be much better in 2 years than they are now. Tampa Bay, though, I mean they in the last 4 games, I think they've won 3 games. I mean they're tough, and. You know, I don't see how you can really get off of those guys, but I'm going to leave them alone because it's just too close to call. This would be a really good. This would be a good play. This would be a good play for just a straight play between you and your neighbor for dinner or something. If he's a Tampa Bay guy, or let's say that you live next door to each other, close to Tampa, and he hates Tampa because he just hates him, and he's a hater, and you love Tampa because you're a season ticket holder. There's haters everywhere.
It's haters.
There are haters everywhere.
That's why I wear my hater blockers.
So anyway,
I got my hater blockers on nonstop.
Anyway, we're gonna leave
those are sunglasses.
I'm leaving that game alone. Although you know what, that it's 47 points. It could go over, but I'm gonna leave it alone.
I got it.
Let's go to the next game because this is the best game of the day.
Next up, we have the New York G-men -3 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. The total here is 44.5.
This is my favorite game of the day. This is the best game. And let me just say this. Everybody that listens, it's a regular on the show, knows I don't like to play the Giants at home because they're a great road team. They just are. Cover-wise, they're always better on the road. But this is not the same Giant team that we've had in the past. This is a better Giants team. They're not going to lose four in a row. Where's some wood? They're not going to lose four in a row like they did last year after I said they'd go to the Super Bowl. And everybody thought I was on drugs. I was not on drugs. I still
prescription.
Prescription drugs. But I stuck by those guys all the way through the playoffs, and they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did.
I like this Giants team, and let me tell you, Pittsburgh is not your typical Pittsburgh team. I want to say their starting four linebackers have an average age of 35. The Giants are pretty young, and even though they don't have Troy Polamalu playing, they've got Ryan Clark. He's like a late hit away from being suspended for a game. I've taken the Giants -3, and I'll tell you why. The Giants are the better team. They should be a 7-point favorite here. I think this started at 6.5. Pretty sure.
Both of these teams are kind of out of their routine for the week. The Giants, obviously New York, the area, everyone knows who's
listening. But at least they're home.
Got hit. Right, they're at home, so they're comfortable. Pittsburgh didn't get to New Jersey.
Half hour ago.
Exactly. I guess it's probably more like an hour or so ago. But
can I ask you a question? Why wouldn't they make this be a 4 o'clock game? If that's the case,
me stumped.
Why don't you check and see if it is a 4 o'clock game?
I think they talked about moving it to. It might be a 4 o'clock game.
I think it is a 4 o'clock.
It is a 4 o'clock game.
That's why they got here.
And they
so
talked
late.
About moving it to a Monday night game.
Right.
But that 4:35 because it is a 4:35 game. So that 4:35 slot. They wouldn't have been able to fill it with any other team because the Chargers played on Thursday night.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the reasons they're playing this game. And you know what? No matter how you feel about them playing it or not playing it, most of the time, a sporting event is going to make everything better. It's not going to make everything worse. It's going to give people something to at least listen to that's not crying and just bad stuff.
Which is
it's
why
a very
I like
positive
the Giants
thing.
Even more. Which is why I like the Giants even more, because they're playing for more than the Steelers.
Yeah, they're playing for their people. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I love this game, and I'll tell you why. Pittsburgh Steelers. I couldn't get it out. The Pittsburgh Steelers basically have no running game.
They don't.
Their top four running backs are not playing today. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Ben? 45, 50 passes? He's going to be throwing short crossing routes. He's going to be throwing screen passes.
You know what that means? Is that
over, baby.
That's
going over.
And this over? This New York, I have the over too, but this New York Giants, what arguably, what is their best attribute to this team?
Their pass rush.
Exactly. Their front seven.
So, well, this is exactly why they're just going to be putting their ears back and coming.
Yeah. And that's what you have to love that if you're a Giants fan.
You know, especially when you're only how can a Super Bowl now let me just say this. The Giants and the Steelers have great history. Both of them have won several Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, this Giants team is a team that's going to be I hope they get him signed for another 2 or 3 years.
Well, they're already talking to Cruz.
Well, this team, he's supposed to sign. Yeah. He's going to sign an extension this week. Mm-hmm. But this team is one of the best teams I've ever seen. I love this team. And they don't and they're still 2 or 3 pieces away from getting better.
Yeah.
Take the Giants, take the G-men at home playing for all the people in New Jersey and all the people in New York that went through that daggone superstorm, and we're going to kick the crap out of those Steelers. Take them.
I'm with you.
Give me the, and I'm going to take the over too, just because I feel like it. How about that? Give me the next game, Matthew.
The next game is the Atlanta Falcons -3.5 over the Dallas Cowboys.
Not as good a game as far as,
And you talked me out of this one.
Here's another no respect game.
Came in here, I had Dallas. So I'm sorry to anyone who played any of my lines on Wednesday.
Well, you know what? I've gotten tired of playing against Atlanta. And you know why? Because they're just good. They're good. Have they played anybody yet? No. They're playing teams like Dallas all the time that, are average. Dallas is average. Okay? If you're a Cowboy fan out there, I'm sorry. You're average. Okay? What's your record? 3-5? You're below average if you're 3-5, but you really aren't. You got good talent.
I think
you just can't put it together. You've got no leadership there.
This was a team that I thought was going to win the East.
If Sean Payton coached this team, they wouldn't be 3-5. There's no way. There's no way. And if they had a defensive coordinator like, just pick one. Anyone. I'm going to take, you know what I'm taking? I'm taking Atlanta minus the 3.5. What do you have? Is it 3.5 still?
I do have 3.5.
What do you have the total? 47.5?
The total, it's gone to 4, and the total's still 47.5.
You know what? I like the over here. This is a great play. If Dallas wins this game, you know, there's going to be a lot of upset people in Washington anyway. But I don't see that team being good enough to keep those four receivers and Michael Turner from scoring. What do you think? 31 points, 34 points? I see a 34-24 game. I don't see a three-point game. I just don't. Now, don't get me wrong. Atlanta's been in three-point games. They've been in a one-point game. But you know what? Not against Dallas. Not on national television. This is the Sunday night game, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What did I say that his record was? The quarterback, Ryan? His record is 29-4.
Yeah, something like,
29-4 in that dome since he was a rookie. I don't see Dallas beating him. Do you?
You did earlier.
I'm sorry. Well, I feel bad talking you out of it then. Why don't we just play the game even, me and you? I'm trying to get Roy here. Trying to hook him. I'm hooking him.
No. I like Atlanta to win.
I talked him out of it too good.
I like Atlanta to win.
Yeah, I did too.
But I feel
you think it could be a 1 or 2 point game?
I feel like that, since it's above a field goal, that 4-point line.
Did you call it a Bubba field goal?
A Bubba to field goal.
What's a Bubba field goal?
A Bubba to field goal.
Is that what a guy named Bubba kicking?
It's like a sandwich.
You know what? Can I tell you what it's going to be? It's going to be a great game to watch tonight. But I'm going to tape Dexter anyway. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and to protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm with Roy Edwards, and I'm with Matthew Lynch.
Get into fantasy.
We'll be back
soon.
In a minute. We're going to be talking fantasy next after the break.
Next segment.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and we are joined now by Alex Solano, who is the SMC fantasy writer for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. He does our Man on Wire weekly. How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me, Roy.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming on with us. Now, you do our Man on Wire segment every week, and you pick up. There's those big play guys that not a lot of leagues have picked up. Not a lot of teams have picked up. I believe you do it below a certain percentage. So, talk a little bit about what you do with the SMC Fantasy.
Sure. So basically, I'm looking for guys that are under 30% owned in your standard 12-team leagues. And I just kind of track them over the course of the season or track
who might
have got injured and where I think they're going to stand on the next coming weeks. I'll try to make your guys' teams better.
Hey, so who would you take today, Cam Newton or RG3? That's a stupid question.
That's a tough one. they're playing against each other, so it should be a showdown. The matchup's probably going to favor Cam Newton. The Redskins' defense hasn't been the most dominant force lately. They're very similar players. I don't think that you can go wrong either way. I'm personally going to be starting RG3 this week, and I think he's going to have a big game too.
So you have him on your team, on one of your teams?
I do.
How many teams do you have, buddy?
I'm in one league right now.
It's amazing. So you have plenty of time to write the blog.
That's right. He does. I'm in four leagues.
Hey, listen. By the way, Jordy Nelson is active, which I'm amazed by. He looked like he couldn't even walk last week.
So you have quarterback Russell Wilson as your Man on Wire quarterback for this week, and I guess he's
God. I love you because I released them as my Straight cash homie play, I think.
So 13 and a half is he's owned in the standard leagues as you have it. So
is that right?
What do you? Yeah, that's not very much. So what do you like about Russell Wilson this week?
Well, for one, I like his matchup. Minnesota just got torched by the Bucs last week.
They'll continue to get torched too. They're not that good. The Redskins kicked the crap out of them.
They're not that good, and you know Wilson has really come on the last couple weeks. Despite a poor performance against San Francisco, but how could you blame him for that? last week he brings that rushing element to the game that a lot of quarterbacks don't. So you're going to get points out of him even if he doesn't throw for a lot of yards. And it looks like he's been getting into a more comfortable rapport with his receivers. He's thrown for 5 touchdowns in his last 3 games. Went for 26 points against New England and then 18, almost 19 points against Detroit at Detroit. So this is at home against Minnesota.
They're real good at home too.
So Alex, I got a personal question for you.
Yeah, big time.
I'm playing Bruce this week.
Don't give him any advice, Alex. And, I know you're going to give it to him when the show's over anyway. But
well,
let me tell you,
the people.
I'm still learning how to play fantasy. I was like 5-0. I've lost 3 games in a row because I released Sebastian Janikowski for Kai Forbath of the Redskins because I think they were off. And then, of course, somebody picked him up right away. I didn't know you could keep him and not play him.
He didn't know about the bench.
I didn't know anything about a bench.
Which is why he released Antonio Gates last week.
Yeah,
the worst
and he got
in
picked up
history.
In like 30 seconds.
You know, that might not be the worst idea in the world. I have Gates and he's just been...
Yeah, but you don't know who I got for him. You know who I got for him? I ended up getting
Brent Celek.
Yeah, Brent Celek, who sucks this year. And Roy picked up the guy that I wanted on waivers, but Roy had a worse record than me at the time.
Miller, yeah.
So he got Heath. What's his name?
Heath Miller. So
from
Alex,
Virginia.
DeSean Jackson, or oh my gosh, his name is slipping me.
Oh.
Torrey Smith. DeSean Jackson or Torrey Smith this week as the Eagles. Draw a favorable matchup against New Orleans, but
it's got to be Torrey Smith.
But then
Torrey
Smith over the Browns against the Browns.
No, you know what? I'm going DeSean Jackson.
Oh.
New Orleans just got absolutely torched by the Broncos last week. The Eagles are looking for that signature victory, and DeSean Jackson always seems to shine on Monday Night Football.
Well, he can outrun all of their defensive backs, that's for sure. They're terrible.
Torrey Smith, I'm not. Flacco just hasn't been too impressive, and the Browns' defense is better than expected. You're probably going to have Joe Hayden covering Torrey Smith, and I don't expect him to have it that big of a game.
Alex, I just picked up Cleveland's defense.
He did. He picked up his defense.
I love their defense. You know what? I like them today, but I was too chicken to play them. It's hard to play a team that scores 7 points a game.
it's so true. And you never know with the Ravens. I mean, you know, Flacco's kind of inconsistent, but Rice is so darn good. I understand your hesitancy.
Alex,
but, you know,
let me ask you a question. If you can answer this question correctly, I'll take you to the Masters for Sunday next year.
Uh-oh.
When was the last year that the Cardinals beat the Packers in Lambeau Field? You'll never guess it. 1949. Does it make you like the Packers a little bit better today?
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely take the Packers. I would be taking them anyways. You know, Arizona looks like a sinking ship right now.
So who's your quarterback? I want to know because I got to get better at this stuff. There's a lot of people listening to this show out there that are as stupid as I am. So I know all the teams. I know all the players. I just don't understand fantasy. So weird.
You know, I got kind of lucky this year because I ended up taking a chance on RG3, but I also have Matt
Ryan.
So
did Matt.
So for me,
yeah.
So did
every week is just kind of got scratching my head on who do I want to start? You know, cause they're both in the top 5 in overall points for quarterbacks. So
yeah,
his problem to have, I guess.
So who's your breakout running back for this week for those of us who are running back challenged?
Yeah.
Breakout running back.
I just picked
somebody
one up.
On waiver
I want to
wire
see
or somebody out there that
I picked up a running
someone
back.
That bucked the wire.
Yeah.
Michael LeShort.
You know, I like now that Sproles has been ruled inactive. I think Pierre Thomas and even Mark Ingram are going to have increased roles in the offense. You know, Pierre seems to break for 9-10 yards every time he touches the ball, and now without Sproles, you're probably going to look at him in the passing game a little bit more. You know, if he's available, he might be worth a grab and get him in your lineup right now.
That's a good call. You know what?
He's a guy that's on a lot of people's benches right now.
Every time he plays, he plays well. Yeah. He plays well all the time, Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, they just don't give him the ball.
Not
enough.
Pierre Garçon.
Our producer, Matt, here is just sitting on the waiver wire.
It's ridiculous.
So give Matt a top waiver wire player. Who's your number one guy go to on the waiver wires? If he's out there, he's a must grab kind of guy.
Matt's got Buffalo as his defense. Is that good?
Well, I'll tell you, I wrote about him in my column. I think since Cincinnati's running defense has been so favorable for fantasy running backs, you may want to look to Ronnie Hillman, who's the second string running back for the Broncos. You know, nobody's expecting the team to run.
No, he's available.
Manning. And as a result, I mean, their running game has been incredible. McGahee ran for over 100 yards last week, and
he's
then Hillman followed him up with just about 90 yards. So he could be a guy that could go in there. I don't know if he's going to score a touchdown, but if they continue to run the ball, he could go for close to 100.
Well, you know what? He's going to get a lot of sprint draws from Peyton. I don't see. I mean, we really like Peyton today. We like the over in that game, and we like Denver
too. Every day.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal: they're just going to get better and better. You know, the Denver offense, if he stays healthy.
You know, I'm in Denver right now, so I'm watching.
Are you really?
Yeah, and they are so fun to watch every week.
Well, you know what's fun for me to watch is Peyton on the sidelines working with the offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Every single break when the defense is out there, he's with his linemen because they're the key to everything he does.
Right.
They need
right.
to know, as long as they know who to pick up and what he's calling up and what he's seeing. I mean, you know, it's amazing. The guy, I hope he goes into coaching when he gets done because I couldn't imagine him doing anything else. Now, he'd be great in the booth. And he'd probably, but you know what? They're paying head coaches, they're paying them more now than they're paying the guys in the booth. That didn't used to be the case a long time ago.
So, Alex, I got a question for you.
You're not making any. Alex, don't talk to him.
This doesn't have anything to do with my
He's
team.
Playing me, Alex.
But are you afraid of Megatron this week? Is he still a must start in fantasy leagues?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
Third down.
Want to talk about. You know, if you have him, you're playing him. I don't. You know, I know he's been questionable with the knee injury, but he's going to go. As far as yards are concerned, like he is putting up the same amount of yards that he put up last season, which you know was a really good season for him. But he's just not getting those touchdowns, which is really hurting his value in fantasy. I do think that because he is a little bit banged up and the way teams are playing him, I really do like Titus Young. He had a big game last week.
He's a monster.
Even more so, I like Ryan Broyles. I wrote about him this week, and he's like barely owned in any leagues. He's only played two games this year, and he's got two touchdowns. You know, you got to like those receivers because they don't have as much attention on them because everyone's focusing on Calvin. But I think Broyles. I mean, he was such a star in at the college level, and he hasn't really had his chance in the NFL. But I think he's just going to get better and better every week.
Have you? Let me ask you a question, Alex. Have you watched Calvin Johnson and Stafford a lot this year?
I haven't watched him as much as I would have liked.
You know what? Is it his knee? His knee is sore, isn't it?
It's his knee. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You can tell.
Season two.
You can tell when he runs his routes. He rounds them all off, and he's never open. It seems like, and you know, in the old days, he would not only get separation and he'd get, you know, up real high to catch the ball, but he was always open. It seemed like nowadays, it seems like he's never open.
Well, you know, from what I understand, the Lions really just don't have much of a run game going right now. You know, last season they were successful in the passing game because they were able to. You know, job at best early season really helped their team out, and then they kind of had to abandon the run. They didn't really have a running back. They went to the pass, and I think teams just know to expect it now. You know, you'd like to see LeSure. He's been battling an injury of his own.
Damn, I just found out Dez Bryant right now. Ian Rappaport reports literally 15 minutes ago that he's in pain and he may not play, and he's active. I've got him.
So you're talking about Ryan Broyles then.
You know what?
That's what Alex says.
You know what you need to do? You need to take some Motrin. Yeah. Take four Motrin, for Christ's sake.
So I'm glad you brought up Titus Young, though, because I got in a – I guess it was not a heated debate because nobody really fought anyone.
We got in
a good talk about whether or not to play Titus Young or Anquan Boldin.
Yeah, you don't want Anquan Boldin.
Who would you like in that matchup? Would you like the Anquan Boldin or you like a Titus Young?
Man, I think So Bolden, you know, I'd probably go Tevis Young this week.
I don't blame you, because generally when guys are hot, they stay hot. You know what I mean?
Well, unless you're Kevin Ogletree.
Well, yeah, but
yeah,
I mean, kid from East Carolina is starting. Let me tell you, there's a receiver that's the number four receiver for Dallas right now that's getting a start today. That's a great player, and he's just never caught two touchdown passes in a preseason game. And I can't even remember his name when he went to my alma mater, but he's like their four receiver today.
Well, thanks, Alex, for coming on with us.
It'd be good.
You can check out Alex at SMC Fantasy on Twitter. You can also check out all of his blogs at sportsmancave.com. Thanks for coming on with us, buddy.
All right.
Hey, talk to you soon. We got to have you back on.
Anytime. You let me know.
You got it. All right, man.
Good show.
It was a good show. You know what? I'm just going to go real quick over who we liked. And Matt's waved me off. Matt. All right.
Well, our straight cash.
Who was your straight cash homie?
Denver's my straight cash at 3.5, and yours was Seattle.
The Seattle Seahawks. All right, we'll be back next week. This is Bruce Hall saying goodbye.